All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Hokie, I was thinking during the intermission there and the 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. That Broderick Jones talk, you were very impassioned during that. And it was great. The part that still stands out to me, though, is Jones clearly has his share of the blame here.
Sure.
But what about the Steelers? Have they put him in the best position to succeed?
Listen, the reality is when you come in, you play where they put you, right? They had a guy, Dan Moore Jr., and they put him at right tackle.
But they really haven't put him at one spot. They've asked him.
But there's a lot of guys that are swing guys, right? Mm-hmm. Just because he's a first-round draft pick doesn't mean he's all of a sudden now they're required to put him at one spot. You know, the reality is he is, as Coach Tomlin has said, he is the one who has the greater ability to swing both sides. He's the swing guy. He's more able to do that. They don't think Fautano does that as well as he does. And Dan Moore Jr. obviously is not going to do that.
Yeah.
And so had they put him in the spot? Listen, as a football player, you go and you play where they put you. And I know he's different with a first-round draft pick, but the reality is your responsibility is when you take the field and play.
Is he going to be worth that 14th pick? Is he going to be a good player?
He's still young, right? He's still young. Think about it. He hasn't even started enough games to be a full season, so he hasn't really played a whole quote-unquote rookie season with 16 or 17 games. Give him some time. Remember, DeCastro struggled when he first came. And he remember he had the wrist, and he was there was questions about him.
Didn't he get hurt his rookie year?
Didn't he have hurt his wrist too? But he had some injuries.
Yeah.
And he turned into a Pro Bowl player. Give guys time to develop, right? The reality is this, is that, you know, if Broderick Jones, if they wouldn't have drafted Fautano in the first round, Broderick Jones would still be playing there because he's the first-round draft pick. But it's apples to apples now. Right, you have a first round draft pick, and you have one who's played better and beat him out at this point, right? And that's just the reality of the whole thing. But if it was a first round draft pick versus the third or fourth, Broderick would be playing right now. It's just apples to apples at this moment.
Let me ask you about a couple of quick things that happen against Denver. Just random things.
Yep.
Van Jefferson penalty at the goal line. Good call, bad call.
I think, again, a judgment call. A lot of those calls are subjective, right? And the reality is it happens, boom, boom. It looked like to the ref like he did set a pick and went against the Steelers. It seems like a lot of these plays are going calls.
What did it look like to you?
Well, as you look at it slowly, I think it looked to me like he was trying to run a route and the corner was trying to come inside and come down the line. It was just a great design by the Steelers. But when you go out, these refs don't have an iPad in front of them where they go pixel by pixel. They're still, you know, subjective, and there's still that human element to this game, which I think is good. But this right now, the ball is kind of bouncing away from the Steelers. It'll bounce back. It all evens out over a 17-game season.
The holding calls on Broderick, especially the one that
worked out. Those are
tough
calls. Those are holding, but they're tough, right? Because as Broderick Jones is playing the right tackle, and when you're expecting your quarterback to sit in the pocket. So we expect him to keep the guy. And then when Justin Fields rolls out and spills out, you know, all of a sudden you have your guy coming off and you don't want to give up that sack. And he was closer than he liked. And it was a slight hold, but it was a hold, right? And again, it's those are called and they're not called. And he got called. And the thing that was bad was it was compounded, right? First start with a false start. Then it was a hold. Then it was on a run play. Then it was a hold on the pass. And it just kind of compounded. And then all of a sudden, as a player, even though he may have looked cool, calm, and collected, you start to panic a little bit. Oh, my gosh. And the first couple, I told you, like two of the first three or four runs, he missed his block, and he watched him, and you could see him smack his hands together like he knew that was on him. So this all started to compound. Two missed blocks, tackles, false start, oh, goodness, holding. And all of a sudden, you start to kind of overplay, and it just kind of just snowballs, and you lose control. And that's natural. It's not just him. It happens to a lot. Happens to me. Happens to a lot of football players.
A lot of people complaining a lot that T.J. Watt is getting held and it's not getting called and that it's worse than ever right now. Do you agree?
I think everybody's getting held in the NFL, right? And offensive linemen, it happens with corners. They hold people. And as are the refs going to throw the flag every single play? So you hold people, you know, corners hold guys, receivers all the time, and then they throw the flag once or twice, and they're willing to give that up to be able to hold the whole game. Offensive linemen are going to hold, and it's only a penalty if it gets thrown, if it gets called, if the flag's thrown.
There's a hold, and there's egregious holding, and I think a lot of people feel like Watt gets borderline tackled.
Yeah, but I think there's also, as Steeler fans, and it happens in Philadelphia with Eagle fans,
yeah,
you look through a different lens, right? Oh, my goodness. But my guy got held more than that guy did. Well, the reality is they all get held, and some are more egregious than others, but holding is holding. Whether it's egregious or not, it's holding. And so I think right now is you can't throw the flag every play. And that's the reality, because right now the game's already slow and it's happening and you just have to deal with it and you have to overcome it.
Arthur Smith made an interesting choice in the second half. When I thought it was Najee time or maybe Warren time, suddenly Cordero Patterson is in the game as a running back. When you're trying to sort of ice the game, last year in Atlanta, he averaged 3.6 yards a carry. He's down to 2.7 with the Steelers. Can he still be an effective running back? And should he be in a game just suddenly appear when they're trying to ice it and get carries?
Well, first of all, I'll say this. I think when he runs the ball, Cordero Patterson, I think he runs the ball well. I think and even though he's older, it doesn't mean you saw the run in the preseason where he had that long run.
Yeah.
And he looked very explosive. And he broke some tackles in his runs against the Broncos this last week.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he got hit in the backfield and he was able to get back and get a positive 1 yard gain or 2 yard gain.
Yeah.
And so I don't think that he's not able to do it, but I agree with you. Najee Harris is your workhorse. Najee's running hard. I think he's running as well as he's run his whole career, in my opinion. I love that he's running like his hair's on fire.
Yeah.
Right. And I think there's only one guy right now that I've watched in the NFL in the last couple of years that runs, I think, harder than him, and that's Pacheco. Pacheco runs hard for the Chiefs, right?
Yes.
I think Najee's running really hard right now, and he's not hesitating anymore like he had. Remember, I've been kind of the criticism in the past. He's hitting the ball downfield and downhill, and I really like the way he's running. And so I believe, I agree with you, that he should be in there in those closeout moments.
Lastly, from that game, and we'll move on to the Chargers, it became unwatchable in the second half with all the penalties.
Yeah,
there were 19 enforced penalties for 202 yards. The worst call of the game, I thought, was Dan Moore got called for holding, and I kept watching it. Where did he hold?
Yeah.
Was that game over-officiated?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
I think a lot of the games are, but yes, I think it was over-officiated. And even Joey Porter Jr.'s penalty, hands to the face, I didn't see that either. I didn't see any hands to the face. So it's just interesting, some of these calls that are being made. But the reality is this, it did get boring in the second half, and it was hard to watch. And the Steelers, you know, their offense sputtered in the second half, but a lot of it was their self-doing. I mean, they did it to themselves. You know, if you look at it, there were three plays that stood out to me in the second half. There was, in the third quarter, there was a third and one where Najee ran for nine. Well, first of all, the play before, he ran for 9 yards, and it was third and one, and he ran for a first down, got 3 or 4 yards, and it got called back for a holding. on Connor Hayward when he came around on that counter. Yeah. And then another time in the fourth quarter, there was a third down conversion to Calvin Austin, the third, and it got called back for that holding that you're talking about, right? And then you had another third down where you had the bad snap. Three plays in the second half, two penalties. You can't get into a rhythm, right? So they went 0-for-7 on third down. Almost half of those third downs were because of penalties that weren't converted. And so you have to look at this thing and think, hey, we've got to clean up our game. That's why Coach Tomlin's bringing refs in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week. But also, we've got to make sure that we're not even putting ourselves in a position to have these calls. And they're also, my last thing I'll say this, Joe, there's also an element of refs are going to make calls. It's part of the game, and good teams overcome those calls.
Yeah. I mean, it was both sides. It was just showering, you know, yellow flag. There were two plays in a row or two out of three where there were offsetting penalties, and then another one. It was five flags on four plays.
A ton of flags.
I can't watch this.
Yeah, but the thing is, but then people complain about no flags on TJ Watt.
So
you can't have it both ways, right?
Either
you got to live with the flags and know the flow of the game is going to slow down, or they throw a flag every other play on tackles because they're going to hold TJ Watt. That's the only way to slow him down. He's playing lights out.
What worries you most about the Chargers if you're the Steelers?
I you know, this is going to be a good test for the Steelers. Are we as good as everybody thinks they are, right? Because you look at the Chargers right now. Again, I talked about identity, same kind of identity, same kind of personality. They've dominated the first two games against inferior opponents. We've dominated the first two games against inferior opponents. The Falcons, they went into Philadelphia and beat the Eagles, but that was a different team than they were week one. I think everybody would say that. They weren't a very good football team week one, and partly because of what the Steelers did, right? But then they went out and played the Broncos, or some people would say they're bottom dweller team. Panthers, right? Raiders, bottom dweller teams. So this is going to be a good big team for both of them to see, but I think the Chargers are going to try to impose their will and they're going to try to run the football, and the Steelers are going to do the same thing. And so we're going to see really who's better defensively to stop that run, and I think it's going to be the Steelers because they have a better defensive line.
Give me a prediction with a final score, both teams' total yards, and the MVP of the game.
I think it's going to be, again, a very close game. Until I see the Steelers break out and score more than one touchdown in two games, I think it's still going to be close. Justin Herbert's hurt. And he's only thrown, 137 yards a game right now. And so this is going to be a team that's going to play field position back and forth. And so I think the Steelers are going to win this game, which, I could put them at 3-0. I thought they would be at this point 2-1. It'll put them at 3-0. But I think that the Steelers will again, another low-scoring game, 17-14, right? 17-10. I just think right now these teams are still trying to find their identity. Remember this. These teams don't play preseason anymore. So September is the new August. They're still trying to work out the kinks. They're still trying to get into rhythm offensively, defensively as teams. So that'll continue to happen, but I see it improving as time goes on.
Who's going to block TJ Watt? Isn't there a rookie tackle here?
The rookie tackle.
Yeah.
Right? Alt, what's his name? He was a fifth overall pick this last draft. Joe Alt. And they've been really impressed with him. You know, I watched it, and then the talk is they were really happy with how he played against the Raiders and Max Crosby. TJ Watt's a different beast. I mean, TJ Watt's on a different level than Max Crosby. I mean, even though Max Crosby, I think, is a top five defensive end.
Yeah.
So they're gonna see who they got. So they've got to get him some help. But then on the other side, you got Alex Highsmith, who had a really good game last week, right? Put some good pressure on the quarterback. But they also have, on the other side, that left tackle over him, Rashawn Slater, is a first-round draft pick. So very similar to the Steelers, right? They got two first-round draft picks that are starting right and left, and they're going to see what they got in these young fellas. And the Steelers are going to go out there and see how good they really are. It's going to be a wonderful game to watch.
Yeah, this is right out of the Hokie era. This is old-school football.
I loved playing against the Ravens because we were just going to line up and see who was tougher.
Yes.
And really, we were both tough, but we were going to say who was going to make the least amount of mistakes and who was going to hit the longest in these games. And that's going to be what's going to happen on Sunday.
Hokie, you're a wonderful man, and we'll talk next week. Should be
Looking
very interesting.
It will.
See you, buddy.
Good luck, brother.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.